is Carol.
Hi, this is Annie. And this is the Making Lemonade podcast, where we discuss our lives
and how we adapt to new challenges and make the most of it. This week, we're going to learn about how my co-host Annie is starting her new coffee shop. Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we just got your package that you sent in the mail this week. Yeah.
Oh, you got the little dragons? Did they like it?
Yeah, they love it. Well, the older one does. The younger one's not. He doesn't really know what's going on.
Yeah. No, when I saw them, I was like, oh my God, these would be perfect for Carol's kids. I just bought them. Like,
they're the cutest.
Super cute.
Anyway, let's get into it. So you're working on a new coffee shop business. Can you share a little bit about the progress?
Yeah. So I'm starting a new coffee shop and, you know, it's definitely taking some time to get that opened. Obviously, with what's happening in the world and COVID restrictions these last many months, feels like the whole year. It definitely has kind of taken a bit of a backseat at this point. But now that things have started to open up, I am definitely now looking at new ways of what I want to do with the coffee shop.
Uh-huh. So how has COVID affected your plans with the coffee shop?
Yeah, well, obviously in the summertime, everything was closed. And then, you know, they did allow, I think some coffee shops did open, but a lot of them remained closed.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
I know. My shop is pretty much almost there as far as like allowing customers, but we're still in the middle of applying for permits and getting all of that sorted. And so when the city was kind of, it was just a little backed up, right, with everything.
Right. Yeah. Because everyone's working from home. Things are not getting done as quickly, I assume.
Yeah. So because of that, we kind of just decided, hey, you know, let's just take our time with it. The downside, of course, is that we are paying rent. A space that is not generating income. So, of course, that is not great. But, you know, at the same time, we've used this time to give more thought in what we want out of the coffee shop.
Okay. So, I guess how has COVID allow you to generate different ideas and think about what you want? I mean, for us, when we worked on Mean Noodles and when we stopped the whole operation and restarted it, we used opportunity to focus on delivery and other types of packaging ideas. So is there other things that you guys are working on other than just serving coffee?
Yeah. So originally the shop was going to be a very curated shop with Japanese ceramics, local art, some of our favorite things, favorite snacks. It was just kind of an extension of who we are as people and what we enjoy. As you know, this coffee shop is my passion project. Of course, I want it to make money, but first and foremost, I really want it to be an extension of me and my life and my family. And we want to welcome the neighborhood in the same way. It's supposed to, I mean, ideally, we want it to integrate into the neighborhood and just be kind of like a fun place that you just stop in, kind of like that small town feel in a big city. And it's the way I've always imagined it. It's also one of the reasons why it has taken a lot of time, really, to open.
Yeah, I can understand. It's very hard to open your own restaurant and your own business because even for us, for Mean Noodles, it took probably like 6 months to even get it up and running. And typically we actually advise clients to get it all set up by like 2 or 3 months because rent gets expensive when you have to pay every month and you're not generating any income. So
exactly. That definitely weighs on us. But I think it's really important that I want it to have the right feel, have the right entry into the neighborhood. Going forward, we want to have an online arm. We want to have a delivery arm where people can get maybe that feel, that sweetness and intimate vibe that we were going for. Hopefully the packaging and the delivery that we have, we would love to have little gift items with our favorite coffee beans, with the Japanese ceramics that we love. Just makes you feel like you are a part of our living room or an extension of that. And that's kind of the point.
So what's the concept behind the coffee shop?
Yeah. When I started this idea, my dad had not passed away yet. And since my dad had passed, I've decided to rename the coffee shop after him. My dad's nickname was Tomo, and it actually translates to friend in Japanese. And so we are now naming it Tomo Kohi, which is essentially friends coffee or friends and coffee. And so that's what we want it to be. And I want it to be a tribute to my father, and I want to feature all his favorite things. You know, he was a super warm person to be around, very friendly, very warm. He had this just a sense of calm. So anytime you're around him, it was just very easy to calm down. So we hope we can translate that very essence into the shop.
So why did you decide to open a coffee shop? It's so different compared to what you currently do as a realtor.
Well, earlier I mentioned that this is definitely a passion project. So I do so much work in coffee shops. I work out of my home. I work in coffee shops. Realtors are in and out of places a lot. So when we have like an hour in between listings or an hour in between showings, we do pop into the nearby coffee shop and get some contracts done, get some paperwork done, do some postings, etc. So we spend a lot of time in various types of coffee shops around the city.
Yeah, that is true. Because I think when I was in Chicago, everywhere I checked in, you probably have been there, like every coffee. Because I was just like, oh, I'm going to go get a coffee. And I'm like, okay, well, Annie's been here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's why, because it's the way I run my business. I am kind of just like out and about. I like to enjoy the different neighborhoods that I'm selling in too. So it's just only natural that I test out like the local bakery, local coffee shops, things like that. And so from that, you know, it made sense that I wanted to build something nearby to where my office is.
Okay. So it's located near your current office?
Yeah, it is. It is located in the Bucktown neighborhood of Chicago. My office is off of Milwaukee in Bucktown. And this is just really another street up. It's going to be at the corner of Armitage and Damon. So it's very convenient on a nice day. It's easily walkable. It's pretty close.
Okay. So how do you find time to operate and start this brand new business?
It definitely is hard, I have to say. The people listening now were so many episodes in, I'm sure people have realized that Carol and I both do a lot of things.
Like, how do you find time to do everything else and on top of this?
I know. I mean, probably the same way you do, but I think it almost is an outlet when you do a lot of, right, you spend a lot of time working, you spend a lot of time learning or taking classes or studying for things. All of that, I think, you know, takes up a lot of brain power. And sometimes you need like a creative outlet to do the things that you want to do. I mean, not to say that you don't want to work, of course, but it's like, it just uses a different part of your brain. And it allows you to have creative freedom because it's your own passion project, right? It's so much different when you're doing work for someone else because it's great. But it's different when you start doing it for yourself, because then now you have all this like leeway and you have to make decisions on, it's good and bad, right? You make decisions on like, do I like this better, that better? It just uses a different part of your brain. I find it very enjoyable to work on something outside of what I'm getting paid to do.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
So how do you use your realtor background to your advantage when you're working on your coffee shop?
Yeah. In real estate, as a broker, I basically work for myself, right? I have my own LLC. I am licensed under a managing broker. So obviously I have my license at Compass, but ultimately you run your business pretty independently. You know, we are independent contractors. So you get used to running your own business. Everything you do for your business is yours, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whatever advertising you do, you're reaping those benefits. I mean, you are running your own business. They are your own expenses. So you do have to budget. You do have to allocate your time amongst the different task at hand. If you hire people like an assistant, you also have to delegate work and you learn how to be a boss. You learn how to just run a small business. So taking all of that I've been doing in the last 8 years in real estate and the various aspects of running a business, the time management, the quality of work, quality control, all of that plays a role in running a coffee shop.
Yep, definitely.
This shop is going to be pretty small, so it's going to run with pretty much the same amount of people that I have running in my real estate business. So hopefully it will translate well and, it would be great. I hope eventually I can integrate a little bit of both into both businesses, maybe cross-collaborate, cross-market. That would be something interesting that I would love to explore.
Yeah, we definitely cross-market both our businesses. So you can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for sharing about Tomokohi. And we really look forward to hearing about updates about it in the future.
If you're interested to learn more or want to follow our progress at the coffee shop, follow us on Instagram at tomo.kohi or check out our website at tomokohi.com. If you or anyone you know is interested in managing or working as a barista at the new coffee shop, please make sure you visit the website and apply online.
Next episode, we're going to talk about the concept of giving without expectations and how we've learned to manage those expectations.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe so you can listen to all of our episodes.